السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله: هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم، لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا، رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بالصدق. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل الحق وإن كان مرا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين، يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. الحمد لله. Since we have many parents with us today with their children, it is a beautiful atmosphere. I thought it befitting just to offer a few words of advice that will benefit all the parents, the children, and all those that are not parents and as individuals. Hazrat Sheikh Zulfiqar Naqshbandi, damat barakatuhum wa madda dhilluhum wa fuyudahum, he gives three important advices that are the essence of many, many books relating to tarbiyah, upbringing children, how to correctly instill values within children. Now, those of us that are not parents, we can take these advices for our own self. He gives the essence, which is like the najur, the majmu'a, the compilation of all the books. They come down into three main points, and he gives us those, the khulasa, the essence, and the cream of all the books. He gives that there are three main points that all of them focus on. The first is instilling the value of truth within our children, making sure that they always tell the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, he declares that on the day of Qiyamah, the people who were truthful, their truth will benefit them. And then what will he do? He will reward them with gardens from beneath which rivers flow, and they will stay in that paradise forever. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah, and that is the ultimate success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds truth, telling the truth, in high esteem. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us, alaykum bis-sidq, hold on to the truth. And another hadith he says, قُلِ الْحَقِّ وَإِن كَانَ مُرَّ. Speak the truth even though it is bitter, even though it may land you in trouble, even though it may be against you. Always stand up for the truth and what is right. You know, us as parents, we are murabbi of our children. We are the people who are doing their tarbiyah. They are following whatever we are teaching them. And of course, there are other factors as well, society and etc. However, the main essence, the main people who are instilling values inside them are the parents. If the parents have good, strong values, the children will pick up on it. Children, they are mirrors. They are like sponge. Whatever you give them, they will soak it up. They will soak it up. If you're putting something good in there, they will soak up your good values. If you are filling it with evil habits, poison, they will soak it up as well. So they are like sponges. You know, for example, you've got a young child, he's 3 or 4, even younger than that, and your morning routine, whatever it is you are teaching him now, that is what he will keep when he is older. For example, as soon as he wakes up, if you are telling him the first thing you should do is go clean your teeth, brush your teeth, wash your face, have a shower, get your clothes changed, get ready for the day, go have your breakfast. He's going to get into these good habits. This is for your personal well-being. So if he doesn't, and he wakes up, and the first thing he's having to look for is the phone, he's still in his pajamas, he doesn't want to get changed, he wants to go and have sweeties for breakfast, he's going to keep that lifestyle with him, because you didn't step in. You didn't step in and tell him, no, you don't do this, this is what you do. This is how you do it. So whatever you're teaching them, they're going to pick it up. And that's just with well-being. Imagine you add a spiritual aspect in there. And you say, as soon as you wake up, you read the dua for waking up. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. You read these other du'as, whatever it is that you want to teach him, the different du'as that are mentioned in the hadith, teach them all. As soon as they wake up, and then they know that, okay, now I've done my du'as, now I'm going to go and get ready, going to look after my personal well-being, and I'm going to start the day off with some verses of the Qur'an. If you do that from a very young age, even when they are older, they're just going to feel like that is what you're supposed to do, because it was instilled inside them. You know, you, us as parents, when we are no longer here, and we pass on, and we pass away, the children will remember, my dad and my mom always used to say, remember, they're gonna have these memories of us, and they're going to remember them, inshallah, in a positive sense, because we are going to try and do well. So they're always going to say, my parents always used to say this. So whatever you are actually saying to them, doing with them, is imprinting on their memory. And they're going to remember it when they're older. You sitting here, you will remember if your parents have passed on. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. You remember now as well, right now, sitting here as elders. My parents always used to say, and you will remember some things that they used to say. Similarly, our children will act the same. So one important quality that we must instill inside them is to tell the truth. Tolerate everything else. All their shortcomings, their tantrums, and everything else that they do wrong, tolerate it. Don't overstep your discipline at that time. Because if you overstep your discipline on small things, they will just, every time they do something wrong, they're going to expect a slap coming. They're going to expect you to become overly angry with them. For example, if they're in the kitchen and they have a cup and they drop it and it smashes into pieces, if you come in all guns blazing at that time and you hit them and you throw them out of the kitchen and say, oh, you're so clumsy and you're an idiot and you get out of here, and you instill that inside them, now every time they make a mistake, they're going to remember there's going to be something severe coming my way. And they're going to be scared to make mistakes. And that is going to impact their physical, mental well-being. And they're going to grow up becoming scared of making mistakes. And that is part of growing. You know, when you're a successful person, they teach you, learn from your mistakes. learn from them, grow from them. How are our children going to grow from their mistakes when we have instilled this inside them? They get a beating every time they make a mistake. And if you're going to reprimand them softly sometimes. Sometimes there is a thing called soft love, and then there is something called reprimanding them with tough love. Use both, but always do it privately. Never reprimand them publicly. Never reprimand them publicly. So always boost up their ego, boost up their mental health. Make them feel like they're worth something. Never call them degrading names like, are you a donkey? You act like a donkey. You act like you're stupid. You act like you're an idiot. If you're calling him a donkey, then you're the son, you're the father of a donkey, aren't you? Because you're calling your own child. You're calling him a reflection of your own self. We must boost up their ego. Say, all I know from you is goodness. All I know from you is that you have beautiful akhlaq. You are beautiful. You're my child. You're not supposed to do this. Make them feel like they are worth something. So, Hazrat Sheikh Pir Zulfiqar Naqshbandi, Damat Barakatuhum, Wa Madda Ghilluhum, Wa Fuyudahum, he says, instill truth, the truth, inside your children. Tolerate everything else. But when it comes to the truth, and if you find out that they are lying, make a big deal of it. Make it a big deal. For example, there's a plate in front of them. There are two biscuits inside there. You turn away for a second and one biscuit goes missing. And you say to your son or your daughter, your child, did you have that? And they say, no. They're lying. That's a lie. Make a big deal of it at that time. Say, I did not expect that from you. All I expect from you is to be truthful. Educate them and make a big deal out of it. And reprimand them in some form. Maybe not immediately. Maybe it might be later on. For example, if you are shopping and they say, Father, Mother, I would like this sweetie or this toy. Say to them at that time, you remember the other day when you told a lie? I would have got it for you today. But because you told that lie, I'm not getting it for you now. Make them feel like, oh, okay, one second. I've just been deprived of something because I told a lie. And then it will instill the truth inside them. Always tell the truth and instill that inside them. There was a young boy, his name was Abdul Qadir, and he was going on a journey. And his mother says to him, young son, always tell the truth wherever you are. So he was traveling, and his mother, before traveling, gave him 40 gold coins. And he's traveling. And the caravan or the qafila or the bus that they were traveling with, it got stopped by a group of thieves and robbers and bandits. And they start going to everybody. How much money do you have? I don't have anything. They check their pockets. Ah, found this bag of money. Go to the next person. Do you have anything? No, I don't have anything. Check their pockets. They're lying. They've got something inside. They came to Abdul Qadir and he says, the robbers say to him, do you have any money with you? He says, yes, I've got 40 gold coins. So he's a bit confused and he checks his pocket and he says, yeah, he does have it. So he takes him to the leader of the bandits and he says, we've got this young boy here. When I says to him, do you have any money? Everybody else lied and they said no. But when we checked them, they had it. This young boy told the truth straight away. So the leader of the bandits and the thieves, they ask him, young boy, what made you tell the truth? Like, we're scary, grown men. Why did you tell the truth to us? Even though we're going to take your money from you. He says, when I left home, my mother says to me, Abdul Qadir, whatever happens, always tell the truth. And these words penetrated the heart of the leader. And straight away, he started thinking, this young boy listens to his mother so well. I am such a grown man and I don't even listen to Allah. It penetrated his heart. And through the barakah of this young boy, he gave back all of the money that he stole to all the people. And then he did tawbah and he says, from today I'm not going to steal again. And he became a pious saint. And Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayhi, he grew up to become a very pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. All through the tarbiyah of his parents. This is the power of truth. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he is walking while he was Khalifa. He would go on his rounds to check how his people are getting on. So he was walking and he overheard a conversation in a home. And it was a mother and a daughter. And the mother says to the daughter, Acha. Can I just request everybody to please, if you are sitting in the row, to sit close together, and if there is a space that opens up in front, please do move forward and fill it up. I believe it's a bank holiday today, and mashallah, there are a lot more people than expected. Jazakumullah khair, brothers. So he's walking and he hears the conversation, and the mother's telling the daughter off, saying that you went out today with so much milk and you came back with little money. So what to do tomorrow is mix water in the milk. You'll get more milk, and we put less fresh milk inside. We've diluted it with water, and then you'll bring back more money because you will sell more product. And then the daughter says to the mom, no, no, no. Don't you know that we're not supposed to do that? Umar radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa, he's told us that don't do this. And then the mother says to the daughter, where is Umar? He's not here. He's not going to see us. And the daughter reminds the mother that no, we cannot tell a lie. Sometimes our own children will remind us that you should be truthful because you've instilled it inside them. You know, when, for example, when you tell them to be truthful, 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 and then when they're not well, you take them to the GP, and then you say to them, exaggerate it a little bit. Because otherwise the doctor's not going to give you the proper medicine. When you've got pain in your stomach, hold it tight and just say, you didn't sleep all night and you're feeling in so much pain. And then the children will turn around and say to you, it's not that bad. I don't feel that bad. You're like, no, no, trust me, you have to do that because otherwise they won't give it. They won't give you good medicine. Sometimes our own children will remind us of that. So what we will try to do, inshallah, instill the truth inside our children. And if we don't have children, instill it within ourselves. And the second advice that he gives is instill the ability to pray 5 times salah within the children. 5 times salah. We have some parents, mashallah, they send their children to school. And then they have after school clubs. And then they have tutoring afterwards. And during that whole time, they feel that the child will become extremely tired. So because he's so busy during the day, I'm not even going to question him about his salah. If he prays, okay, mashallah, I'm happy. But if he doesn't pray, I'm not going to force him because he's so tired. That is the type of mentality that when we are older, it will come back to haunt us. It will come back to haunt us. You know, if we're not instilling the ability to pray salah in our children 5 times a day from very young age, then when we are older, we cannot expect it from them. So we want to instill them praying 5 times salah a day. You know, then you will have a group of children who when they go to school, they all come together at dhuhr time and they will all pray in the field or the playground. And then eventually the school will look at that and say, no, no, we need to give them a room. We need to make some facilities for them. Otherwise, if you've got 1 person out of 1,000 people in the school, they will just give them some storeroom, some cupboard, whatever it is. Go there. Go to the religious education room, the RE room. Go and pray your prayer there. We'll give you that. But if we had all of the 1,000 people in that school that are all Muslim, and they all come and they say, listen, it's our dhuhr time, we have to pray. Our parents remind us that we have to pray. They would force them to make the facilities in the school. You'd go to every school and they would have a prayer facility for you. But unfortunately, the children don't have that inside them from home, so they don't request it. And the last but not least, the last advice that Hazrat Shaykh gives is to instill khidmah within inside your children, the ability to help others. Show them, when you're helping somebody, show them that you're doing khidmah. So instill this inside them, because then that will instill inside them the value of helping others. Help others when they are in need, when they are in need of something, and you have the ability to help them, do it in front of your children so that they can learn from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to understand these advices and bring these advices into our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a last and final request, brothers. If there is any further space, please do move forward. And I'm pretty sure for those brothers that are waiting upstairs, we do have space downstairs. The downstairs facilities will be open. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
برحمتك يا رحمة